This podcast is brought to you by DKP & Co. Chartered Accountants. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
Is he on the line? Is he running? Hey, Pascalini's, how are you, mate?
Yes, George. Yes, how are you going, gang?
Louise Taffer is always excited when she gets a chance to talk to television royalty. Andrew, you're doing some marvellous stuff behind the scenes. And we should talk about a fantastic event that I cannot believe now just how much work you've put in behind the scenes and just who you've managed to cajole, excite and get to join us on the 29th of June.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. It's a veritable mate, who's who of football, mate.
George, firstly, thank you to your good self for putting your hand up to come up and MC. And you know what I'm like. I'll be running around like a crazy guy on the floor grabbing people.
Now, listen, all I want to know is, will you be wearing the referee's outfit?
No.
Will you have any cards in your pocket?
No.
And
no,
I can provide the second microphone for you, no problem.
But we – look, I'll give it away, but we will have a referee on stage.
Oh, we will?
If I'm out of line or even you're out of line, the yellow and red card, we do not want to go to VAR. That takes too much time.
Oh, God. What have you made of the Women's World Cup? Louise has been over the moon. She loves this competition. She loves the fact that the women are getting their chance and their time in the sun. And there have been some fantastic games, really wonderful games.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you just talked about Japan. Watch that game on the highlights, the mini games that Optus spit out. And they're good if you're not up watching it live. But you're probably like me. You like to watch it live.
Well, you get a real sense of what's going on.
But you also get to feel the story. Like story with the Scotland Argentina game today. No one expected that Scotland had a three-goal lead.
Andy's felt the pain of all those matches in the past. He can tell you a few stories.
You know what? It's be up three and then to cop goals late in the game like they did and to miss out progressing. It's sad because you talk about Scotland and the Scottish fans, when they do get that rare chance to play in a men's World Cup or a women's World Cup in this case, they add so much to the atmosphere and passion.
They
and we
do.
All know we've had so many great Scottish players come out to our country and end up settling and staying, particularly in Melbourne.
We'll have a few, won't we, on the 29th?
Look, I've got great news for you. Your timing's perfect.
Tell me.
Just reconfirmed Manny Galagotis, who's coming.
Yes.
Former Port and Gippsland Falcons and lovely guy.
Super guy. We had him on the Pioneer, so we know the story. And by the way, he also knows how to train horses. He and his brother's doing a pretty good job. Can't get the footballers to run as fast as the horses, but it's really exciting to watch.
But good old Manny is looking after Frank Arrock. Frank is travelling his last trip to Australia.
So Frank's going to be here.
Yeah, Frank is coming. So imagine in that room you'll have, Socceroo coaches, current coach Graham Arnold will be there. He's offering a one-hour mentoring or coaching session as an auction item, which is fantastic. But Rasic will be there, our first World Cup coach.
Riley Rasic.
Les Scheinflug will be there.
Superstar.
Charlie Yankos,
Graham
Arnold, Craig Foster, Slater, Catholic, Ollerin Shaw, Ivanovic is coming from Adelaide.
Yeah, Adelaide
Alan
City.
Alan Cordier, Manus Lamont from Perth, David Ratcliffe.
Manus Lamont, the Flash.
Oh, it's
remember the Flash?
Paul Ocon.
Gee. Paolo
Mariani,
will be there, huh?
Oh, Chipperfield, McKenna.
Just tell me Charlie Yankos will be there and I'll be happy.
He's there, mate.
That's fantastic. He's a star. Absolute star. Is Trixie Tagg coming?
Yes, Trixie Tagg is coming. Cindy Hayden is coming. So we've got a couple of great pioneers of women's football.
That's right.
I remember travelling with Cindy, playing in the National Indoor Championships in 1982 in Broken Hill.
Get out of here.
And I saw this young Cindy Hayden playing. I thought, what a talent. No surprise she went on to play for the Matildas. But a great night to reflect, George. A great night to reflect on a golden period of the game in our history here in Australia.
And you'll also have Sharon Warren, so it'll be extra special because the one name that we'll hear time and time again, other than Les, will be Johnny Warren, will we not?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, you think of those days. Look, we were there. So we were at that coalface when it all began. The coverage you were there for, I came in 84. That was when I first started.
Do you remember, when we first met?
I used to sit there thinking, oh, my God, you know, watching you on TV in 1980, not realising going to radio school that one day I'd actually work in the same building, and then I'd see you on Sundays come back from covering a game, and I thought, this guy works Monday to Friday.
That's right.
He's out there on weekend covering NSL games, and then coming back, and people don't realise back then you'd have to come back, look at all the footage, write your script, voice it, edit it, and try and get home by midnight and then come back the next day.
Mate, they were the great days. But listen, we've got to mention just where it's happening, and should people want to join us, I think you've got a few tickets left, have you not?
I do. I've got about 15 left. I've just got a message now for Peter Scott. God, Andy, I wish I wasn't 20,000 kilometres away. I'd love to be there.
Okay, so tell us, the date we know, it's the June the 29th. It's happening in Sydney. Which club have we decided to make it happen?
It's at Canterbury Hilson Park, Russell. They look after my charity, Heartbeat of Football. They give me office space, and they've been fantastic.
And the funds we raise on the night will go to Heartbeat for Football, won't they?
Yeah. So, you know, with our heart health testing is one thing that we really work on. And we're seeing results this year that are scaring me a little bit, because in our first lots of testing, at least 48 to 52% at different grounds of people tested have been told they must go and see their GP and get even further checks. So we're not as healthy as we might think we are, and credit to the Victorian government and New South Wales government in recent times, between them collectively, almost $8 million has been spent on putting defibrillators out there, creating awareness and getting people to get themselves checked and to learn CPR. Sadly, only 1 in 2 Australians know how to do CPR.
I'm fascinated by that stat, Andrew, because when I was growing up, it was absolutely imperative that every child at school learn CPR. It was part of our curriculum. It was part of our school program, and we did it. Everybody got a chance to understand it. But I'm really excited about the fact that you've got the Victor Chang Cardiac Research Institute supporting you with these heart health testing tents, which I think are a fantastic initiative. So well done to that.
We will have 3 players that have survived heart attacks on the pitch on the night, which is fantastic. And you talk about Victor Chang, I'm blessed that now the former chief operating officer, Victor Chang, and more recently CEO of Chris O'Brien Lifehouse, which is a wonderful charity. Tim Duggan has joined our board in the last couple of weeks. So we're blessed to have some good people supporting us. We survive on the back of fundraising. I have no government funding, no big corporate backer, but good individuals in the landscape out there that continue to support us. And there's going to be a very, very special commemorative gift that everyone will have. And, George, you'll be front and centre. I'll make sure you get 2 commemorative gifts. But I'm not sure how you're going to pack them on the plane. Yeah, that's the only thing I'll give away. That's the only giveaway.
Thanks very much for that. My wife will look at me and she'll go, what are you doing? What are you bringing home? Listen, if anyone wants to get to join us, as you said, there are 15 tickets left. What should they do? Reach out to your website?
They can contact me directly if they like. Andy@heartbeatoffootball.com.au is the email address. We do have, you know, Johnny Didlitz and a few others from Victoria coming. I will be doing an NSL reunion in Melbourne in 2020. The interest for this is fantastic, because I did have a Melbourne launch for the charity 3 years ago, and we had 120 people. But what I do know is that people can't stop talking about those golden days of South Melbourne Hellas and Melbourne Croatia and Sydney Croatia and Olympic and Marconi
and
Adelaide
and all those great clubs.
Perth Glory. We had some classic grand finals over the years.
I'm reminded, as you're speaking and talking about those great days, there were discussions held today, and this is intriguing. On the very day we talk about the wonderful old days, I've noticed that Football Federation Australia has come out and they've engineered an opportunity, and it looks like, exciting to hear, that the National Second Division Working Group has released officially now its recommendations for a national second division. The date that they've set is I think it's season 21-22, they're saying. It'll be the second division. That's what they want to establish. If you actually want to know more, we've just got it down on our website, Andy, on FNR. Check it out. This is what it means for football in Australia. It means the game coming together. It means all those who've been on the outside for far too long, way too long, have no more excuses. Get in there, roll your sleeves up, and if you want your club to play in the biggest leagues in the country, all you've got to do is what we've done for a lifetime, and that is win your way there.
Look, it's brilliant.
Isn't that exciting?
We mustn't forget, particularly foundation clubs, those old clubs that we see in the NPL competitions. And I must say, I've been to a few games in Victoria in recent years, and I've really enjoyed the quality and standard. And you get to see what they can do when they play in the FFA Cup. And I just can't forget what those clubs, particularly, you know, a lot of these clubs were put together by immigrants after the Second World War, and you look at the production line that they have delivered. It doesn't matter what your nationality is. You could be at your Preston, Heidelbergs, Olympic, Melbourne, Croatia, Sydney, Adelaide. It doesn't matter. The thing
we had Claudio Lucchesi in the studio just last week talking on the Preston Club Show, The Lion's Den, and Josh Parrish, one of our presenters, was telling me not only were the stories great on air, but the stories off air were even better.
Off air.
And I said to him, come on, Josh, those stories, if it was Andy Pascaletti's, those stories would have been on air.
who knows what we could have put on there, but at least you know when you're in Sydney next week, you'll be able to say whatever you wish. Although there is talk now of live streaming. I've got two cameramen working the night.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, one focusing on you and the panelists on stage so we can present on the big screen and then filming cutaways and everything else. We want to make a nice little YouTube video out of this that we can have for many years to come and reflect on. And there's going to be a few surprises on the night, George. I'll bring up the speed
You've given me two clues. You've told me that Rally Rasic will be there. That in itself is fantastic. The man is something special. And what he did was magnificent.
Now, I'll tease you now.
Go on, tease me.
It's a no-brainer. The first panel with you on stage must be Arok, Scheinflug, and Rasic.
How amazing.
It will be amazing. Right.
And then I've got eight other players to pick from for a panel of four, and I'm my head spinning when I've got Charlie Yankos's and Foster's and everyone else. I think I should keep... Oh, Zeljko Kalic has just confirmed with Ante Kovac.
Wow.
I'll speak to you.
Wow.
Andy, is there room for Spider and me?
Well, that's
fantastic. I'm going to knock back two Socceroo golf people.
Of course
there is.
By the way, you were talking about the history and the great clubs that have made football the sport it is in this country and has allowed us to see some great footballers come through their livery. I'm reminded that we're catching up with John Connors, who's the president of the Northern New South Wales NPL club, Adamstown Rosebud. Guess what's happening there this Saturday, Andy? The club, the players and the members, are going to celebrate a very special anniversary. How many years do you think they're marking on Saturday?
I would say they'd be one of the oldest clubs in the country.
Correct.
Because that's an area that was so strong with immigrants from, you know, England, Scotland and the rest.
You're good, mate. You're good.
I would say, are we talking 120 years?
You're good.
Very close.
130, legend.
Okay. It was around there.
Yeah.
Look, they're a famous, famous club. Everyone talks football in Newcastle.
Well, they've got a huge gala Saturday. Second oldest club in Newcastle, founded 1889. The actual anniversary is the 12th of July, but I think in order to get needed to get up the line, it's happening this Saturday. So sensational. We're going to catch up with John and have a chat and see what it means.
Beautiful.
But you're right. You're very, very close. 120. Pretty good guess, Andy.
You know what? You might want to do a little trivia quiz on that preceding interview to ask how many players from that club went on to play either National League or for Australia.
Louise will ask that question of John. Very good. Very good, Andrew. Not a problem at all.
By the way, on the night,
we're going to have many older and more mature footballing types at this special reunion in Sydney. I'm just reminded, should we have a health testing kit or a tent set up to scare some people back to fitness?
You must be reading all my emails to and from the club. We actually had an event meeting with Karen Greger, who was the first female administrator in the National League. Yep. She's on my board as well. Now, I said to her, would it be appropriate to have our heart health testing done on the night, but not just for the people in the venue, but also for club members? Gee. We felt that if we had that happening, it might take away from what we really want to do on stage and with all the iconic players and coaches.
Can we do it before they get into the actual area? Before we open the doors?
Their entry ticket.
Outside the foyer. Good luck.
It's going to be like the Logies. You know, people will want to catch up once they see faces they haven't seen. I mean, Scott Olenshaw bought a table.
Do you remember
he's coming from Borneo.
Do you remember? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we did the Marconi Fabulous Reunion for their Team of the Century?
Awesome night.
Fantastic night. But the point I'm making is, do you remember all the noise and energy and the storytelling that went on before the doors opened officially?
Oh, it was
off the charts.
We even looked at trying to grab all those trophies out of that wonderful cabinet to have them on display.
Yeah, but Tony Labozzetta wouldn't let it happen.
Well, he's coming.
He's coming.
He's coming with Bertie Mariani and Paul Okorn and Les Schoenfer. We're trying to get Raul Blanco to come at the moment.
And you have Schoenfer, you'll have half of the successful Prague side of the 60s and 70s.
Oh, it's insane. St. George have got three tables.
Is Gary Manuel coming?
No, but David Ratcliffe and all that crew from those years, you know,
Craig
Moffat, Grabowski, Rickoy, all those guys.
Awesome stuff.
St. George in the 80s.
All right, let's remind everyone again, it's a very special event. It's in support of Heartbeat of Football. It's happening in Sydney on the 29th, which is not this week, next week. It's happening on the Saturday night at the Canterbury Hurlston Park RSL, and it should be fantastic. We'd love you all to get involved. I think there are about, as Andy said, 15 tickets, maybe 13 tickets and counting down as we speak. But nothing more exciting to know that the work that you've put in will reap a capacity audience. That'll be special.
Andy, we've just had someone come through on our Facebook Live. Greg is saying, live stream through Australian football before the A-League. Is it possible?
Get him to PM me and I'll put... I've got a social media guru.
he'll make it happen.
we're doing something that's not been done on the night. I don't want to give it away.
No. We've got a bunch of hashtags we're working, Andy. What is it? Hashtag HOV, which is Heartbeat of Football. We've got hashtag 2019 NSL Reunion. We've got hashtag National Soccer League. We've got hashtag old football meets new football. hashtag NSL Legends. Hashtag Socceroos. Hashtag get a checkup. And I love the last one. Hashtag heart health awareness.
Yeah.
So you've covered all the bases, my friend.
Yeah.
How could I say no to you? Come on.
I appreciate it. I've got to say New South Wales. We lost 15 players between 2014-16.
One's too many, mate.
But since then, we've lost three and saved 14.
Oh, that's a huge tribute to everyone involved.
And sadly, the most recent was less than a month ago at South Cardiff in the Newcastle area. A former policeman, a great community man. But, I did a fundraiser last weekend for the foundation set up in the memory of an 11-year-old who had cardiomyopathy, which is what Kiki Normov was forced to retire from. Yep. And we raised so much money. And what I loved about this foundation is they're putting it back into the community for kids that can't afford to play football or to learn to swim or to learn to play music. Or there's a bullying program because the son was always defending people that got bullied. And how do you say no to that? You know,
no, you don't. You get on board. You jump on board. Yeah. I'm an ambassador with Bully Zero. And the job they do is fantastic. But as I'm reminded time and time again, every time we allow a bully to get away with it, we're enabling them. So we've got to stand up and help those that are being bullied and say, hey,
exactly.
You can stop that right now. Andy Pascalides, totally thank you for joining us, mate. It's been fantastic.
Thank you, George. Thank you, Louise. Keep up the good work, Louise. Loving your work.
Thank
and
you.
More importantly, look forward to seeing you in Sydney the 29th of June. Huh?
I've got to send you your flight details too. Sorry, champ. I'll do that tonight.
When you're ready, in due course. All the best. Ciao.
Ciao, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye, Andy.
If you hadn't worked it out, that's Andy Pascalides.